Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Rick Santorum, former Republican senator and television news commentator, has been fired from CNN. Now, you won't hear anyone at CNN admit that this may have been little more than an excuse to rid themselves of one of their few conservative analysts, if not their only conservative analyst. Who would even know? Who watches that network anymore? They should change their name to PNN, Pravda National News. Anyway, Santorum's fatal words were spoken to a group of young conservatives on April the 23rd. Here's what he said. We birthed a nation from nothing. Yes, there were Native Americans, but there isn't much Native American culture in American culture. Obviously, these electrically charged words have caused a lot of problems for Santorum. Santorum has apologized. Santorum has explained what he meant. It doesn't matter. The stallion has left the corral, and few corrals remain in today's world of woke. On CNN's Cuomo Prime Time, Santorum evaluated his words by claiming he misspoke. Oh, well, then a lot of people must have heard his explanation. We know how popular Cuomo Prime Time is. I don't know about you, but I never miss an episode of that one. On this program, on Cuomo Prime Time, Santorum went on to explain that he was talking about the founding of the United States as a government rather than the American culture itself. Santorum emphasized that Native Americans, in his words, had a huge impact, particularly in the West and many of the areas of our country where they have had a huge impact on American culture. On Fox News' Hannity, Santorum stood by his message, at least the point he originally intended. Let me share his words. What I said was not at all disparaging toward Native Americans. What I was talking about is the founding of the United States of America and that Native Americans did not have a role in the founding of our country. Now, you can say that's a bad thing or a good thing or the way we treated Native Americans was bad, but I was giving a talk to a group of young people talking about the founding principles of religious liberty and how important it was to the immigrants who came here to found this country. And that was an important value that was envied into our Constitution. Those were his words on the Sean Hannity Show. At the end of the day, Santorum believes he was booted for telling the truth. Okay, look. This incident, while sad, should come as no surprise. In the name of cancel culture, we have gotten used to much ado about nothing. And yes, I'm using a deliberate phrase best known from the title of a Shakespeare play. I'm using it deliberately. Let's all use what we can before Shakespeare's entire works also get canceled along with everything else. But back to our current culture cancellation. No thinking person would deny that the United States owes the greatest of apologies to Native Americans. So many of them were butchered, and all of them, in the passage of time, had their land taken away. Reservations, while at least a gesture of penitence on the part of our government, serve as a poor substitute for the open, glorious freedom so many tribes once had. When talking about America as a land and a continent, Native Americans were here first, and obviously they have been a vital part of what has shaped our culture. On the other hand, if Santorum was talking basically about governments and the forging of our Constitution, he is referencing something quite different. Now, actually, a good deal of scholarly debate has been going on for quite some time, claiming that our Constitution may indeed have been inspired to some degree by Native American life, particularly the Iroquois Confederacy. During our Constitution's 1987 bicentennial, the U.S. Senate passed a resolution which said, and I quote, "The confederation of the original 13 colonies into one republic was influenced by the political system developed by the Iroquois Confederacy, as were many of the democratic principles which were incorporated into the Constitution itself." Debates notwithstanding, does anyone at CNN really believe Santorum is some kind of racist who was attempting to demean Native Americans? Probably not. probably this is an act of mere cowardice and capitulation. In point of fact, many Native Americans themselves see America as something outside of our republic's government and history. They associate a large portion of their identity with nations other than the United States. While Native American reservations are actually better compared with sovereign states than sovereign nations, they do describe themselves, among other ways, as nations. According to the National Congress of American Indians, currently 573 sovereign tribal nations, variously called tribes, nations, bands, pueblos, communities, and native villages, have a formal nation-to-nation relationship with the U.S. government. These tribal governments are legally defined as federally recognized tribes. 229 of these tribal nations are located in Alaska. The remaining tribes are located in 35 other states. In total, tribal governments exercise jurisdiction over lands that would make Indian Country the fourth largest state in the nation. That was from the National Congress of American Indians. We don't want to paint with a large brush here. Obviously, many today have Native American ancestry and don't even live on reservations. And many who do live on reservations still view the United States primarily as their country. Yes, Native Americans have been influential upon America. It is also true that Santorum's comment intended no slighting, no disrespect to this truth. But then, it's been a long time since CNN and other outlets of the mainstream media have lost sleep over reporting the truth. But this is Bob Siegel, always making the truth obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.